Hello, and welcome to The Alchemist with Isis Jade, the keys to living your very best life in alignment with your mind, body, and spirit. My name is Isis Jade, and I am delighted that you are here. I am the formulator behind Alchemist Co. and Warrior Relief, two brands focused on helping people use bioenergized products to help you live your very best life. I am an alignment coach, licensed spiritual counselor, holistic medicine practitioner, author, clairvoyant, and energy alchemist. I have over a dozen certifications in various healing arts, and I also carry PhDs in bioenergetics, holistic medicine, and traditional naturopathy, and I've written over 10 books. This podcast is full of immediate strategies that you can apply today to help you bring yourself back into full alignment and live your very best life, fully embodied in mind, body, and spirit, through a variety of holistic tools, including energy healing, aromatherapy, herbs, naturopathic processes, secret universal laws, visualization tips, how to break any bad habit fast, and how to completely reframe your entire self-concept and more. So if you are ready for your total mind, body, and spirit level up, then brilliant soul, you're in the right place. Hello, my name is Isis Jade, and I'm so excited and delighted to have you here. This first episode is an interview that I recorded very recently to talk about the effortlessness of transforming your life spontaneously, how quickly it is. It's based on my book, Delight, An Enlightened Path to Transforming Your Life Effortlessly, and my upcoming book, The Law of Delight, How to Master the Secret Universal Law to Manifest All Your Dreams and Desires with Ease and Grace. So my entire philosophy is kind of summed up in this quick interview. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope perhaps you take some interesting things, a little takeaway here. I have nothing to sell here today. I'm not going to talk about my products. I'm not going to talk about my books or anything like that. I just wanted to give you a little insight into my total philosophy. And over the next series of podcasts, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about my story, everything that I've had to overcome from being trafficked, abducted, nearly killed multiple times before I escaped, and the long healing journey that I took as a result of that incident, as well as why Delight has become my total philosophy for life, and why I make bioenergized products for all the people that I love so dearly in life. I hope that this kind of resonates with you. I hope you enjoy this interview. It's a very short one. And please let me know if you have any questions. I'd love to hear from you. So without further ado, here we go. I feel that a lot of people in this day and age, they're missing something very deep in their life. A lot of people that I work with on a regular basis, they come to me complaining of a lot of different ailments, a lot of issues. And generally, what it boils down to is that they're not in alignment with their spirit. They're not in alignment with who and what they are, their authentic nature. I started looking at that as a idea about how can I provide a better service for my clients? How can I really bring them back to the state of wholeness and effortlessly? And it's really easy when you're in a space with someone who just naturally exudes a certain level of energy. I've been working as a healer and a holistic practitioner for several years and a spiritual guide for many years prior to that. The type of counseling work that I was brought into doing was more about the ethereal aspects, past life issues, current traumas. I worked with a lot of women who had severely traumatic backgrounds, mainly because of my overcoming my own background. And I was led into doing more holistic work because a lot of women who are very sensitive and very higher functioning in their energy systems, they couldn't understand how to break the cycle of their negative energy that was perpetuating around them. The ability to see energy has been a wonderful gift that I've had all my life since the age of 4. And it also brings with it a lot of challenges too. Even though I see auras and cords and energetic cords that connect people, and I see a wide variety of things both forward and past,
sometimes it can be very distracting when I'm talking to the person in the moment and they're trying to tell me about a physical ailment they're having or an emotional breakdown they're having, but I'm seeing all of this other stuff that's leading up to that. It's not my job to tell them what it is that I'm seeing so much it is that it's my job to guide them to themselves so that they can realize it for themselves. Because I could tell you all day long what's wrong with you energetically or dysfunctioning in your energy system, but if you can't align with that, if you're saying, no, that's not it, you're creating a barrier to have to deal with it. And that's what I was running into, was that it felt like I was leading people on a cycle of looking for things to fix, as opposed to looking at what's already wonderful and in alignment in their system. So it was creating this cycle of attraction, you know, the law of attraction. Whatever you focus on, that's what you'd get more of. So people were coming to me looking for things that were wrong with them, and so we'd find things that were wrong with them. So when I finally switched my philosophy to look for the joy, look for the effortlessness, look for releasing the anxiety, releasing the stress, releasing the depression, releasing the anger, and moving back into a state of wholeness and happiness, it was so much easier for me, so easy, effortless really. And so people were coming to me because that felt really wonderful to be around someone who exuded that. You know, who could be effortless and joyful and life is great. You know, you don't have to go there. You don't have to worry about it and you can release it. And when they were in my presence and in my space, because my space was charged with a specific energy, a specific level of frequency, it was effortless for them to have to release that. And in minutes they're feeling, I don't even know where my pain went, or I don't even know where that depression went. It's gone. I feel fine now. And like, yeah, of course you do. See how easy it is to shift. But then when they'd leave, they would go right back into their old cycles, their old patterns, their old behaviors, and of course bring that right back into them. So I was looking for an answer. How can I teach people how to take that with them everywhere they go? How to get back in alignment, but stay in alignment. And to stay in that space most of the time, to be in that effortlessness, that very happy, joyful, effortlessness state, that happy, relaxed, enlightened space. I asked for some assistance and guidance on that, and I received a series of visions, a series of insights into what it is that I've always been. And I realized that, you know, my natural state is a state of this effortlessness of being, this lightness of being, this delight. And that's kind of how I live most of my life, is being pretty delighted, happy-go-lucky, easygoing, and enlightenment's effortless when you come into just that natural realization. So how do you teach that was my next question. How do I teach the effortlessness? And I realized that it's not so much about teaching as it is about teaching people to unravel themselves, to unlearn all those things and patterns that they've learned growing up and through their adulthood, what they think they have to be or what they think they have to do in order to make things happen or make themselves feel a certain way. So really what I found that I was doing was I was kind of stripping those things away. And it was easy to do that for people when they felt that they were in alignment and they were trust, you know, in a place of trust and security and sanctity. But when they left the space, they weren't in that space of safety and security. So a lot of it has to do with, one, being willing to be vulnerable, which is almost impossible in this day and age to feel that we can be truly vulnerable with one another and truly pure with one another without worrying how someone might react to it. And the other thing was teaching people to feel secure in themselves and in their core, you know, safe in their core and not worrying about what's out there, but only being here and allowing everything to exude from within. That's where that went. Well, what I looked up various definitions of delight, because delight was just like interesting to me, right? It was like, okay, well, that's an interesting concept, delight. Nobody ever talks about delight, and I wondered why. Well, you know, I've been studying esoteric mysticism for most of my life, about 20 years, of various different threads, everything from Hermeticism to occult to ancient Egyptian, Taoism, and even Tantra. So the thread of delight, as I was going back and doing some reconnection to some of those earlier learnings from myself, was that there was this common thread of delight running through everything, and that delight was why we were here. The definition of delight really means divine light. If you look at some of the esoteric interactions with it, it really means bringing out the divine lightness of yourself. in the Hindu culture, especially in the tantric cosmological philosophy of life and why it evolves, they say that the dreamer dreamed itself into creation in order to experience the most profound delight that it could. Delight's like the highest expression. It's the most profound expression a human can ever have. It's the most profound experience a human can ever have. It surpasses love. It surpasses ecstasy. It's a catalyzing force that clears your path so that you can experience pure love. Generally, when you find someone that you meet the very first time, first impressions really boil down to, does this person delight me? I mean, let's strip it all away. It's not so much about what I like about this person, what I hate about this person, but really when we have a first impression of someone, whenever we meet someone, our subconscious is going, does this person delight me? And if we're delighted with the person, if it's easy to be around that person, we naturally are drawn to them. We're naturally attracted to them. So delight is this wonderful experience that we're always seeking, even though we don't always recognize it. We're always looking for it. We're always looking to experience it. And this is why we create. This is why we make. This is why we do what we do, because we desire more delight in our life. Now, a lot of times what happens is along our lifespan, we're trained that it's not okay to be delighted in things, especially early on in life. You know, the things that we do as children, when we're adults, we're told we can't do that anymore. We put that into our brain through our teachers, our education system, or our working professions, that you can't be delighted anymore. You can't do that because it delights you or something. We have to be adults. We have to be mature now. So we put a lot of constraints on what that means to be an adult, to be grown up, to be seen with respect, and to be seen with a certain level of, I'd say, quality about ourselves. The idea behind experiencing more delight really comes from some of the earlier teachings of even Buddha and some of the earlier Hindu teachings that are about 5,000 years old, where they say to look at life through the eyes of a child, be delighted with life, and you will know enlightenment, you will know God, you will know everything, you will see all the mysteries, and you can delve into the abyss and immerse yourself into the abyss and experience that ongoing perpetual ecstasy and oneness with all of life around you, as long as you continue to look for and delve yourself into and immerse yourself fully into that experience of delight, without attachment, without clinging to it, without wishing for it. Just delve into it.
Thank you for listening to today's show, The Alchemist with Isis Jade. If you are intrigued by the strategies and products discussed, you can visit me on my website at alchemistco.com to purchase the world's only certified organic bioenergized tools, including aromatherapy, natural perfumes, skincare, protection sprays, emotional healing, and so much more. That's alchemistco.com. Now, to get access to our bioenergized pain relief line, you can find those on warrior-relief.com. You can also find me on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Facebook. Just type in Alchemist Co. and follow me there. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button to get access to our weekly podcasts, receive updates and information about our latest products, guided meditation, books, and courses, and get in on our VIP offers not available to the general public. Thank you so much for listening. Have a most delightful and wonderful day out there, living your very best life.